one of the first things would be the concern, the fear, what shall happen if I stand firm on the word of God, and if I pursue in the right direction, I'm going to lose the job, or everyone is going to look down on me, or whatever. Now, if we have that good Christian manner, we don't fear. You see, we believe that the we shouldn't be careless. We don't want to create unnecessary problems and difficulties, and yet we do what we believe the Lord of God is, and we are ready no matter what happens. If I lose that job, that's because the Lord wants me to work somewhere else. So that's one of the things. Fear not. You see, the children of Israel could have said, well, yeah, the Lord did divide the River Jordan and we can pass, but look how many children, and look how many elderly, and look how many flocks or cattle we have. What if somehow water starts gushing on us exactly when we are in the midst of it, in the midst of the riverbed? You see, but the Lord says, trust the Lord thy God and fear not. And who of you, by worrying, now that's the second thing, worry. How shall we do it? What should happen? Look, I'm so young, and if I mess up my career now, what's going to happen before the end of my life? Or, I'm so old, and if I don't gather enough reserve for my old age, who's going to take care of me? Oh, we can worry any time of our life. But it's not a privilege, it's a problem. It's an unnecessary burden. We should be careful. We should save. We should redeem the time. We should be active in good things. But worry and fear do not help. Now, when the unbelievers, when the enemies, the Amorites in this land, in this wilderness, on this side of Jordan where we are, when they see that we are free, that we fear not, that we are not dismayed nor confused, it's a miracle in their sight. When they see that is so precious or so attractive or so valuable for them is nothing for us, we have that testimony. Also, we should share that testimony among ourselves. The rocks from the bed of the River Jordan, the signs and wonders that the Lord did should be for us a delight, a pleasure to talk about. If we are embarrassed among ourselves and not free to share the word of God freely and openly among ourselves, we are just about good for nothing. If we cannot share the word of God with one another, our testimony before the world will be probably just about worthless. So there should be the two sides. The first testimony in our heart, that we ourselves are firm that the testimony of the Lord is the testimony of the Lord. Exactly that. You see, there are some people that are very good witnesses in a group that supports them. And they are filled with something that they call the joy of the Lord and so on. And as soon as the group is dispersed, they're hopeless and helpless. Something is wrong, obviously. They don't have the foundation in their faith. They rely and depend on the group, on the other people. Now, we should be an encouragement for one another, and we should be a joy and comfort to one another, and yet our faith should not be founded upon one another, but on the name of our Lord and Savior, upon this word of God. So, again we read, by the end of this chapter 4, and these 12 stones which they took out of Jordan, those did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. They built them as a monument. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until you were passed over. Now, see, the fathers are talking to the children, until ye were passed over. See, when the fathers passed over, the children passed over, even though they were not born yet. It was impossible that the fathers passed over and the children be born on the other side of Jordan. There is a dependency. Children do depend on their fathers. And if the fathers depend on the Lord, the children are very blessed and very fortunate. But if the fathers depend on their idols, they bring a curse upon the children too. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until you were passed over, and the Lord your God did, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over. Now, this is just a marvelous testimony and teaching that we find in the book of Joshua. As the Lord did to the Red Sea, so he did to the river Jordan. And we remember in the epistles of Paul how Paul is talking to the disciples that he shall not keep them ignorant, that all our fathers passed through the Red Sea and were drinking from the spiritual cliff or rock and were covered by that spiritual cloud, and they all in Moses were baptized in the cloud and in the sea. But then he says that they were not obedient, and that's why they left their bones in the wilderness. You see, the bones of Joseph were carried from the land of Egypt all the way into the promised land. And yet those that were carried that package or that coffin of testimony, they left their own bones in the wilderness. They were so close to the promised land. Just the river Jordan was dividing them and perhaps part of the desert there. And they did not enter. They could not carry their own bones because of disobedience. And here we read, as the Lord your God did with the Red Sea, so he did with the river Jordan. If we have been delivered from sin through true, genuine repentance, if we have received that power of the grace of God to overcome our own selves, the old way, and our pride and selfishness and fears and worries and all of that that belong to the old way of living, to that idolatrous way of living, sinful way of living, if the Lord has delivered us through that Red Sea of our past, and we are now walking on the path of life, he's going to remove all the other barriers and obstacles. There will be difficulties, there will be suffering, there will be striving and battle, and yet, if that first victory is sealed by the Spirit of God, if we live in the new life, we are going to live and shall not die. You see, the early signs of our Lord Jesus Christ being so victorious on the cross, those signs are revealed in the wilderness, in the temptation. When we overcome the enemy in our heart, the enemy will remain defeated for the rest of our life. Just let us not turn back. Keep going on forward. May the Lord give us faith, love, and hope that our hearts also be as the Ark of the Covenant, where the commandments of the Lord are preserved as a living testimony, and that dish of the bread of heaven, just obedience, faithfulness, and zeal for the Lord, and for His great goodness and mercy, for His love, for His fatherly care, to Him be glory and honor, worship and praise forevermore. Amen.